Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for March 2nd in the year of our Lord 2016. This is indeed hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. I should say of our founding fathers. And the goal always is to use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our blueprint. We believe the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers absolutely brilliant and the solution to the problems we face. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth certainly is in order. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We're having a two-hour bonanza broadcast about racism, about belligerence, and about the battle going on surrounding Donald Trump. They say Don's a racist. The Donald's a racist because he wouldn't disavow David Duke or the KKK, and now he's basically done both. Sad to say, but they got to him. He should have been bold and stood up and said, you guys are bogus. Let's just start by saying, you know what? Robert Byrd was a KKK Klansman. He became, what, a senator? Great friends with Hillary Clinton. Let's talk about that, Media Matters. Come on. I challenge you people. I'll take you on with both hands tied behind my back. I'll even take on you and Rush Limbaugh together. Come on. All right. Now, what I'm telling you, though, is that was Hillary's good friend, that Robert Byrd guy. Now, I'm not disavowing Robert Byrd either. I'm just making a point. Now, if you want to get really technical, just drill right in back to the World War II scenarios. And it was good old Prescott Bush in bed with the Nazis. You want to talk about it? Let's bring it on. We'll talk right on down into the details about the hostile agenda that the Bush family has had for literally generations. You want to talk about Prescott Bush and the Nazis? Come on, Media Matters, let's get it done. You want to talk about Hillary Clinton and Byrd? Let's do it. Okay? Now let's talk about the associations. First off, who the heck is this Media Matters group anyway? And the answer is, if you go to Wikipedia, it's got a pretty good write-up on Media Matters. And if Media Matters disagrees with the Wikipedia article, they're free to get a hold of me and straighten this all out for us. Nevertheless, Media Matters was formed back in May 2004. Founder, a guy by the name of David Brock. It was founded in Washington, D.C. It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Bradley Baychok is the current president, and they're involved with super PACs, American Bridge 21st Century. They're involved with an Action Networks. Their revenue in 2013 is $12,500,000, okay? In 2013, they spent $11,200,000. They say their mission is monitoring, analyzing, and correcting conservative disinformation in the United States. So they don't want to correct the liberal disinformation, only the conservative kind, okay? Now, they say they have a media website, but they're not even really the media. All they are is a well-funded nonprofit group that sits around and pays attention to everybody else and then writes up their hit pieces on whoever they tend to disagree with. Okay, it's Media Matters for America. It's a, quote, politically progressive media watchdog group in the United States. Now, they say they comprehensively monitor, analyze, and correct conservative disinformation or misinformation in the media. They're set up as a tax exempt, so they don't even pay taxes, people. So-called nonprofit. Now, they got 12 plus million bucks for an annual budget. That was as of 3 years ago. Now, we, ladies and gentlemen, pay taxes, just so you know. We, ladies and gentlemen, have nationally syndicated radio talk shows. We have all kinds of authors that write on a variety of subjects. Many of us talk show hosts are nationally known political speakers as well. I'm known to speak on the Constitution, speak on God, family, and country, discuss issues like the protection of life, liberty, and property. I'm a well-known speaker on the media. He who owns the media makes the rules is a presentation I give. I also give another presentation called New Media Takes Center Stage. Now, they call themselves a, quote, counterweight to conservative media research center. They've been known for their aggressive criticism of conservative journalists and media outlets, including its, quote, war on Fox News. So if they want you to believe that we're not part of the media, then what are they criticizing us for? Their whole job is to criticize conservative journalists and media outlets. Are they suggesting we're both? So on one hand, they try to sneer at us as if we're not really part of the media. We're not legitimate media. On the other hand, their coverage of us proves them wrong. Media Matters representatives, David Goofball, what's your name? Founder? What's his name? David Brock. Why don't you come on the radio, buddy, and talk about it with me, huh? You got your $12 million budget, and I got less than a tenth of that, but I'll take you on, buddy, and I'll tear you up one side and down the other with the truth. Let's get it done, my friend. If you've got guts, come on. We'll take it on blow by blow. Who's going to define who James Edwards is? Is it going to be your media hacks? Or is it going to be letting James Edwards speak for himself? Huh? James Edwards says he does want to promote the pro-white message, but he's not a white supremacist. They say he is a white supremacist. What do you say about all that, James Edwards, the politicalcesspool.org? You want to respond?
Well, I'm reading some of this stuff right now, Sam. Let me just set the record straight here. I have done nothing for which I apologize. I have done nothing for which I ashamed. I retract nothing that I have ever said. Now, that's not to say that they're not putting some of this stuff way out of context. I'm reading an article right now from the Huffington Post. Let me just read the first two sentences, Sam, and then I'd like to break it down if you give me the time. James Edwards, a notorious white supremacist radio talk show host, is promoting a recent interview with the son of Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump. I have never claimed to be a white supremacist. I do not consider myself to be a white supremacist. I'm not even sure exactly what that is. But if you glean what they infer it to be, I certainly wouldn't want any association with people like that. Edwards talked to the real estate mogul's eldest son and campaign surrogate, Donald Trump Jr. Previous guests on the show have included neo-Nazis, Holocaust deniers, and leaders of the Ku Klux Klan. Those are the first two sentences, Sam, in an article. All right, let's talk about neo-Nazis. You produce my show. We've been on the air 11 years, and not one episode have we ever promoted or advanced or advocated any sort of Nazism.
And let me add to that, just so you know, in private discussions with James Edwards, there's been people that I've said, hey, maybe you want to get this person on, James, or maybe we want to talk about that person, or maybe we ought to bring this up. And James has clearly said to me many times, you know, Sam, you got to be careful. There are those who really are evil and who may be true skinheads or racist or whatever you want to say, yeah, over the top. And we need to be very careful that they don't destroy our true message of peace and advancement for everyone, and special interest and special privilege for none and equality for all. There are those who would upset that message. You got to be kind of careful, Sam. I've heard you say that on multiple occasions. Of course, this isn't anything these people would be privy to.
No, well, and they don't care to be. I mean, like I said, they go through and they get paid to go through and cherry pick the worst things that they can find, a couple of sentences here and there out of 11 years of work, and then that's how they present you to the world, as there is nothing more to you than these couple of sentences.
Now, I'm going to stop you there for a second and take on the second word. Was it the notorious?
Yeah, I'm the notorious white supremacist.
All right, now I want to talk about notorious for a second. Kurt, you've spent some time with James. You've been in his house. You've eaten lunch with him. You've spent time with his wife and his kids. And did you feel like you were in the presence of, like, this notorious operative?
Well, as far as I know, notorious means some noteworthy individual.
Yeah, but notorious is always attached to this.
I know.
Kind of like this vigilante, this, what is it? You're out riding fences.
Yeah, you're a bad guy. You know. you know, when they
desperado.
When you look it up, it says widely and unfavorably known, publicly or generally known, as for a particular trait.
You mean like the Media Matters folks that wrote this stuff, and then everybody basically then just fawned all over the Media Matters article and took all their bullet points, all their talking points, including this rag that you're speaking of, James?
Well, hey, that's what the whole thing. And I've got interview requests about every outlet you can imagine in my inbox right now. And this is what they've done. They take the Media Matters hit piece, and they just regurgitate it. No original reporting, no looking into it above and beyond what they're copy and pasting from Media Matters. And this is supposed to be America.
Now, hold on. How many of these people contacted you to verify facts or to get your side of the story, James?
None.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute now. Liberty Roundtable Live has, my friend.
Yeah. None of them contacted me before they printed their stories. They're contacting me because they want me to leak the interview with Donald Trump Jr. I mean, it just goes to show how inept they are.
Leak. Well, the bottom line, though, Liberty Roundtable does our homework. We got James on live to clarify for himself. Not what they claim, but what he says about himself. Isn't that a fair way to go?
Well, you would think, but I want to say this very quickly.
Hold on, we'll do it in seconds on your radio.
Okay, all right.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. And order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, James Edwards, before the break, I apologize. Continue, sir.
Well, no, Sam, I appreciate you giving me this opportunity to come and attempt to set the record straight. I love you, brother. But they were saying in this piece, which, again, all of the national media now is just regurgitating what Media Matters wrote on the subject. And that just goes to show the lack of true journalism. I say this on the show all of the time. Reporters and journalists and the establishment press have long ago abandoned objective reporting. Who, what, where, when, and why. Both sides. An even keel take. I don't mind if they say, some people call me these names, but they should also say this is what he says about himself. They only give you one side of the story, and they only give you the side that fits their narrative. They don't
try to tell both sides of a story at all, and they don't even give you a chance to clarify anything.
No, they don't. I mean, truth is second fiddle to them. Their agenda, their narrative is what matters. And so that's what they do. They've long since abandoned objective reporting. Now they see their job basically is to be the enforcers of political correctness. And that's what we found here today. But now, so in addition to calling me all of these slurs, which I absolutely and unequivocally reject, without, by the way, apologizing for anything or recanting any of my heartfelt beliefs. But they say that my show exists to promote neo-Nazis, Holocaust deniers, and Ku Klux Klan leaders. 11 years, never once have we glorified Nazism or advanced Nazism. That's just a lie from the pit of hell. Holocaust
deniers. Hold on. However, you know what? Two American presidents, their father and grandfather was tied to the hip with Nazis and funding all the way. Yeah, that's undeniable, sir.
You know why? But you know why they get a pass? They were part of the regime. They were part of the apparatus, so they get a pass.
Don't care. Let's lay out the truth, people. Let's come on. James Edwards doesn't have any ties to Nazism, but two American presidents have been in Nazism all the way to their necks, if you will. Right?
Well, that's right. I mean, again, double standards. They never get tripped up on double standards and hypocrisy, God knows. But they say I promote Holocaust deniers. Sam, have you ever heard me address the Holocaust on our show?
I haven't, actually. However, what do you say about the Holocaust? Let's just lay it out.
Well, if it happens as they said it did, obviously that's abominable. I mean, what else can you possibly...
Well, here's what I would say. I'm convinced it didn't happen as they claim. I don't believe the history books are accurate. Now, do I deny the Holocaust? No, I don't. Because I actually know some people that lived through some of it. However, what I'm telling you is it isn't as the mainstream press tells you. It isn't as the history books tell you. I'll take those people on any day on that, and I'll take them down.
And here's how you come to that conclusion. If you know that the mainstream press lies about absolutely everything, as most people who are conservative and constitutionalists, they understand that. They know how dishonest the media is. But all of a sudden, they tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth with regard to one of the most significant events in world history. I don't know. I mean, if you think they're telling the truth on the whole truth and nothing but the truth on that, but lie about everything else, I mean, that's really inconsistent. But anyway.
Well, here's how I know they're not telling the truth on it, though. They're not telling you that the United States government, through the eugenics programs, was in bed with Hitler, and that George Bush's family, Prescott Bush and others, were knee-deep in this idea with financing, with funding, with transnational corporations. That is beyond debate, and I know they're not telling me that side of the story. And do they want to drill into that? Let's go, people. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, there you go, Sam. I mean, what more can be said?
All right, so, but James Edwards doesn't have any ties to Nazism of any, in any way that I know of, and I've been working with him steadily since 2009 when this network started, and before that a little bit as well. And so all I'm telling you is it's bogus.
Well, and I was under the impression that Nazism, for all intents and purposes, ended in 1945, so I'm not that old. I don't think I ever had ties to them. But we don't talk about the Holocaust on the show. That's not what our show exists to do. But they say we also promote the Ku Klux Klan. Hey, the Ku Klux Klan, let me tell you, it's like Santa Claus. You know, it really doesn't exist, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to burst any bubbles, but it doesn't exist. There's no official organization. The media likes to pretend that it's some powerful, sinister organization that's really controlling a lot of things, and there's a lot to be feared from it. But there's a handful of people that claim to be the Klan. I've never met any of them. I don't, you know, have no say. But, you know, they're talking about David Duke, I guess. David Duke renounced the Klan. And here's the thing. What they don't say about David Duke, they always say Ku Klux Klan, former Ku Klux Klan David Duke. They don't mention that David Duke was a member of the Louisiana House of Representatives, that he very nearly was elected governor of Louisiana. He lost by just a couple of points. He was the Republican nominee to be the governor for the state of Louisiana. David Duke is a legitimate figure, whether you like him or dislike him. He is a legitimate figure, and I know him, and I've had him on the show, and he's newsworthy.
So the question becomes, what do you say about the KKK, though? They make it sound like you endorse the KKK, sir.
Well, like I said, I mean, I can't say much about them because I don't think that they exist. I mean, certainly. I mean, if we're just talking completely in historical terms, the Klan that existed during Reconstruction was very different than the caricature of the Klan that we understand the media as they present it. All right. So by the caricature that the media represents the Klan, obviously, it's not anything that I would want an association with. I don't want to do anything illegal. I don't want to do anything unchristian. And so it's not a group that I would belong to. I guess, again, I couldn't because it doesn't exist. But I guess that's pretty much, I mean, it's a non-issue. I don't see how big it's been. And the ticker on Fox News, you know, Donald Trump stumbles in denouncing the Klan. The Klan doesn't exist. And if they don't know that, Sam, if they really don't know that, we need to be in their seats and they need to be on the outside.
Well, let's ask some questions about the KKK for a second. See, what I don't like to do is paint with this broad brush about organizations or groups or whatever. Okay? Individuals have certain belief systems. And whether you take on a religion, whether you take on Media Matters, that group, whatever, when you start to paint with that kind of a broad brush, you start to lose ground quickly. And the reason you do is because what you say may be true for some members, may not be true for others. And I guess my question would be, what is the KKK? What do they stand for and what are they doing? And then we can define what James Edwards thinks about it. If the KKK is, you know, paint crosses on people's lawns that happen to be of a different race or color, when was the last time you and or the Media Matters guy did that, James? Neither of you have ever done it.
I'm reading now that in my book, they write about my book. They actually link to my website, to the page that promotes.
Good for them. As long as they get the name right and sell a bunch of copies, it'll be worth it. Racism, Schmacism, it's available at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Go ahead, sir.
Well, this is the mainstream national press. I mean, you're supposed to put some faith in the establishment. I mean, we know better, but I mean, most people think that it's legitimate if it comes from the establishment. They say my book that I wrote in 2010, the whole point of the book is to encourage white people to embrace being racist. the utter dishonesty, Sam, is almost unfathomable. I mean, this is...
No, hold on. Do you want to encourage anybody to be... Well, I don't even know how to define this word, but do you want to encourage anybody to be racist?
Well, I don't even know what that means, but if you're talking about it in the negative connotation where you hate other people, you're rude to other people, you try to discriminate against other people just because of their color of skin, then, I mean, no.
Do you believe we need to have two drinking fountains?
No, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, I think everybody should have the freedom to associate with who they like, and I stand by that 100%, and if you want to associate with other people. And look, we all associate with other people every day.
Of course we do.
But if you say that you want to, if you say that, you know, and you're more comfortable being in the company of people who share your history, share your heroes, share your holidays, share your language, share your customs and culture. If you say that you prefer to be around those people, not that you hate the other people, but you're just more comfortable, you have a natural affinity to people with whom you have the most in common, then you're a white supremacist, you're a Nazi, you're a Holocaust denier. I mean,
and especially if you don't celebrate Kwanzaa properly.
Yeah, I don't celebrate Kwanzaa, so what? You know.
All right. You don't celebrate. Oh, man. What are we going to do with you if you don't celebrate Kwanzaa? By the way, I've never celebrated Kwanzaa in my life.
I say Merry Christmas, too.
Oh, whoa. James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org in seconds, ladies and gentlemen.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, taking on the mainstream press like never before, ladies and gentlemen. Now listen to this headline from the Huffington Post, okay? James Edwards, check this out, man. Headline, Huffington Post, written 3 hours ago, okay? White supremacists are broadcasting from inside the Trump rallies. Did you guys know that? Okay, what are these guys talking about? Now, I want to know if the person that wrote that's white. I really want to know, is the person that wrote that white, do we know?
She is. I'm looking at a picture right now.
All right, so let me just understand that she's a white supremacist because she's white. Not only that, she gets special privileges as a status of a woman, which means she's in the favored category. The men are on the ropes right now, especially the white men. But this lady's a white supremacist, isn't she, James?
Well, apparently, Sam, I mean, she is white, and that seems to be enough to get one tarred with that.
And if she doesn't believe that, then I think what she should do is step down and give her job to a black woman.
I think that's exactly what she should do. She should renounce her privilege and renounce her position.
And the only reason she's there is because she's white.
That's right. She should recognize that.
Now, I look up James Edwards, and there's three James Edwardses, by the way. One of them's a basketball player. The other one is a guy that made it in film and everything else. He's an actor. And they lived a long time ago. And then you got James Edwards now, the well-known political talk show host. Now, do you know about the guy that's a basketball player? He was black, right?
Yeah, you know what about him? His actual name is James Franklin Edwards. He even has the same middle name as me. And I know him well because in 1990, when I was 10 years old, he played for the Detroit Pistons. He was part of the Bad Boys. And he dispatched my beloved Portland Trailblazers, led by Clyde Drexler, in the NBA Finals that year. And I'm still recovering from that.
All right, but he's a black guy, right?
Yeah, he is.
What about that actor?
I don't know the actor.
All right, so right now we got a black guy and a white guy for James Edwards, and we got the tiebreaker lived in like the 20s and 30s.
Right.
I just find that interesting because there you go. But anyway, think about that headline for a second. White supremacists are broadcasting from inside the Trump rallies. Now, this is just a way to try to manipulate this all against Trump. Trump doesn't even know James Edwards, does he?
Well, I think he does now, but I mean, it's, you know, you could certainly argue that he probably didn't last week. But, you know, and that's what they gave me, media credentials. I applied for him. I was very forthcoming. I gave my website. I gave my email address. I didn't expect to be turned down. I mean, we are legitimate media, and we got the credentials, you know, so... what are you going to do about that? We have every right to be there, I think. Just because the media disagrees with us and calls us nasty names that are completely off base, should we not have been allowed in there? I mean, it is Trump's event, so he can put people in or choose not to at his sole discretion. And I think that's really one of the things that the Huffington Post is so upset about, Sam, is that they have been denied media credentials by the Trump campaign on several occasions.
Who were Media Matters?
Huffington Post.
Oh, Huffington Post. All right. That poor white girl. Maybe she ought to sue for privilege.
Well, I'll tell you another thing about the... There's another headline out there for another outlet.
I have a little thought, though. I have a little thought for these media belligerents that don't get credentials and they wonder why. Let me just explain something to them so they understand. Remember, I'm the guy that does the presentation. He who owns the media makes the rules, and the new media takes center stage. There's a reason that Ron Paul would not go on with Glenn Beck for a long time, but he would go on with CNN and NPR. And the reason why is because, A, Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity were so hostile to Ron Paul and his libertarian views, his Republican views, his positions on the issues, that he just wasn't going to take their abuse. All right? Now you take the same thing and you fast forward to the Trump days, and Trump's just saying, look, you media people are snakes, you're thugs, you're evil. You don't try to tell the story from both sides. You don't try to report fairly. In this example, white supremacists are broadcasting from inside Trump rallies. How many white supremacists did they talk to create that article? Certainly not the ones that would disagree with this title in the first place. And this is the kind of stuff where Trump's just like, you know what? We've had enough of your reporting. They use these labels because they can't handle the truth, James. And that's why I publicly invite them to come onto the radio with me at my expense, because I'll tear them apart over this. Well, I'll take this white chick on and call her a white supremacist. And what's she going to do about it? I'm just going to say, you know what? You're white, therefore you're a white supremacist. You're a woman, so you have special privilege. The proof is you won't give your job to a black woman who desperately needs it right now. Why don't you just step right on down, ma'am? And she won't do it.
They're not going to visit a venue that they don't completely control. It's real easy for them to write articles that you have no ability to edit, which is really why I only prefer doing live radio or live television. Where it can't be edited, where it can't be taken out of context. And, you know, another thing that they've written here, another headline on another outlet, Donald Trump gives press credentials to pro-slavery radio hosts. This really makes me support what Donald Trump said recently about loosening the libel laws where you can sue the media for damages. That is such a lie. It's so incredibly untrue. It almost defies belief, Sam. What they're saying here is that I want to bring back slavery, you know, and it's interesting because not only have we never, ever, ever talked about that, ever.
Hold on. Are you ready to bring slavery back?
You know, the funny thing, of course, I mean, come on. Look, the funny thing is slavery actually still exists today, and it exists exclusively in non-white countries. But, you know, these countries don't ever even get condemned. You don't even hear about it. The only slavery that ever counted was, I guess, the slavery that existed at one time in the American South, which was on its way out. Slavery, at one point in the history of civilization, was a common practice. And it was common across all racial lines. Every race had been owners of slaves, and every race had been enslaved. The Indians enslaved each other. The Indians genocided each other.
And by the way, I reject all forms of slavery, including the IRS making me a slave.
Hey, absolutely. But here's the thing. Now, where did they get this pro-slavery thing from? What they got it from was something that I wrote in 2008. I was actually quoting a writer for the Jamaica Observer, a black man. He said, the greatest day that came in the life of any ancient black person was the day that they were put on a slave ship and had the opportunity to come to America and get Christian salvation and all of the benefits that our society provides for all people. And I said, you know what, I agree with that. The greatest day in anybody's history was when they came to America.
And it was not because they were made slaves, but it was the opportunity, compared to what they had in their old country, of a lifetime. Yes, it took a long time to get rid of slavery and everything else, but nevertheless, that's why I commend the founding fathers. You could say they were slave owners, and you could say how evil they were, but they really set the stage through the Constitution and through the Declaration of Independence, saying that all men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with unalienable, God-given rights. Okay, they set the stage for freedom, right?
you can't judge history by today's morals and today's practices. I mean, back then, it was just the way of the world, and that was the way of the world for all people. All right, whites had been enslaved. Whites had enslaved others. That was the humane practice. The alternative was to kill them. And so there's that. But anyway, slavery existed, and everybody has an equal part in it. And it still exists today, again, in non-white countries. Whites ended slavery. But this whole thing that I am a pro-slavery radio host because I said I agreed with a black writer for the Jamaica Observer who said that that was a great day in the history of any black person when they had the opportunity to come to America. If America's so bad, of course, anybody who doesn't like it, like these Hollywood types, hey, they can leave. You know, they could certainly leave. If America is so racist and eaten up with white supremacy, these people can leave if they think they're going to find a better life in another country. They're not going to find a better life anywhere else than here. But it is a shame that, you know, the dishonesty of the media to portray me as that when it is so off base.
And let me prove how off base they are. In their article here about the white supremacists, they say that, you know what, why is he on your talk show? Let's be very clear. You and I set this up together as partners, as friends, as co-hosts, whatever you want to call it, because your show is a Saturday evening show, and they were not available for interviews on Saturday evening. We wanted to get the Super Tuesday interview. And so we got that done, but the point is that you got the email from them. I helped with media credentials. I'm the owner of Liberty News Radio, the network. You're a host with the network. So the two of us worked together to get, one, your media credentials. Two, then they invited us to do talk shows. We clearly explained to them, hey, James does a Saturday show, but Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby do a show called Liberty Roundtable. We'll have Donald Trump Jr. on. I invited James to be part of the interview just because they had limited time. We didn't think we could really take too much of their time to get them on both shows, and so we just thought, well, look, let's all three ask them a couple of questions. Let's talk about it. We did it. It's available. But they don't even check with me, the owner, or the anchor host of the show that had on Donald Trump Jr. They don't talk to me at all before they write this hit piece, which isn't even literally accurate. Now, don't get me wrong, it will air on your show, but what I'm trying to point out is they talked to neither of us, James. They don't even know the truth about how it all happened.
No, they don't. And, you know, what I wrote on my website in this article, and of course, they don't pick up on any of this. If they really went through my website as thoroughly as I know they did, they would have picked up on all of these pictures with my family. They would have picked up on all of this stuff that's just so healthy and so good. But they conveniently choose to throw that out. What I wrote on my website...
All right, hang tight. They say we're involved in thinly veiled racism. Come on my show, people. Let's talk about it. You got the guts? Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
And the Southern Poverty Law Center, another hack job. I invite them to come on the radio with me. I don't think they got the guts either. I've invited them multiple times, but they refuse. They say I'm one of the largest hate groups in Utah, little old Sam Bushman. Good luck with that research, people. Have a good time. They say James Edwards has probably done more than any of his contemporaries on the, quote, American radical right to publicly promote neo-Nazis, Holocaust deniers, raging anti-Semites, and other extremists. Anyway, it's kind of fascinating they say that. So on one hand, they want to pretend you're nobody. On the other hand, they admit, you know what? We have a bigger influence than they think we do, and we promote God, family, and country, the protection of life, liberty, and property. And we want special privilege for none and equality for all, James.
And Sam, I agree with you 100%. And it's just despicable. Another headline here, media hating Trump campaign approves credentials for slavery-loving white supremacists. And I guess that's supposed to be me because it's a picture of me right underneath that headline. Again, I say nobody, you know, this is nobody likes this. I have a beautiful young wife. I have two children. Nobody likes for their reputation to be drugged through the mud like this. The media is so reprehensible that they should be ashamed. They should ask for forgiveness. They should print retractions. They should take this garbage down. But, you know, of course they want. And I'll tell you another thing to them. I'm not going to back down either. I don't apologize. These things are taken so far out of context. There's not even hardly a kernel of truth left, again, with regards to the whole slavery thing. To quote somebody, a black writer for the Jamaica Observer, and say, you know what, he's right. The best day in any of our lives was when our ancestors came over here, or in the history of our families. But there's more headlines about a minute popping up.
And it wasn't because of the promotion of slavery. It was because they had a chance to come to the New World like everybody else, seeking liberty, and eventually it resulted in liberty for them, too. That's the point. Nevertheless, I ask this. Zola Foster was on Pat Buchanan's campaign. She's a black woman. What's fascinating is you were good friends with her. You spent a lot of time with her. Now, what if Donald Trump takes Ben Carson as his running mate? Are you going to melt down?
No, I still vote for him. And you know what else? Not only did I vote for Pat Buchanan when he had Zola Foster, a black woman, as his running mate in 2000 under the Reform Party ticket, I hosted a fundraiser for Zola Foster in my home. And not only that, she was the keynote speaker at one of our early events in the Political Festival back in 2005. Here's another one, Sam. Donald Trump Jr. just recorded an interview with pro-slavery radio host. This is from The New Yorker, or New York Magazine, I believe it is. I want to
hold on a minute now. Let's be clear. Are they calling me a pro-slavery radio host? I'm going to take you people on that because you don't have any efforts that I'm pro-slavery in any way, except for if you want to help me and Donald Trump abolish the IRS, we've all been made slaves.
The only reason they know that this interview exists is that I wrote that it does. See, now they say everything I say is horrible.
Hey, what if the radio interview doesn't even exist?
Exactly. I wish it didn't at this point because, see, they would have taken what I said hook, line, and sinker. We could have really put the peg on this.
Well, now I got a question now. I might be able to sue these people for libel. They have no evidence whatsoever that I'm a pro-slavery host.
Well, of course, they don't even know, you know, they don't know anything about it. They don't know how it happened. Of course, we know how it happened.
They don't care how it happened. They're just evil. That's the whole point of these people.
You're exactly right. It's their narrative, and they're going to twist the facts and twist the truth. twisted, that's putting it lightly, to fit their narrative and their agenda, which is anti-Donald Trump. And, of course, I hate people like me, too, that don't fall in line and just parrot and regurgitate what everybody else is saying. They're somebody that thinks for themselves. Agree with me or disagree with me. And, frankly, I don't even care if Donald Trump disavows me. He doesn't need to have to support me. And here's the whole thing with these links. You know, I get to go in there. I'm on a legitimate radio program. I get to go in there and report. Does that mean that Donald Trump has to agree with everything everyone in his press pen has ever said, thought, or done? I mean, that's ridiculous. That standard is not applied to anyone else. But this thing with Trump Jr., you know, we got the credentials, and then, you know, the next morning, a third party, it wasn't Trump himself, but a third party, a booking representative, emailed me, James Edwards@thepoliticalcesspool.org, and said, do you want to have this guy on? I said, yes. And, you know, they said they can only do Monday or Tuesday, so I got Sam involved. So in a way, it wouldn't have happened, you know, without them emailing me, but it certainly wouldn't have happened without Sam accommodating it, because the only time they had available was when Sam happened to be live on the air, so we just went in together on it.
And the credentials were provided by Liberty News Radio. I submit to you, you cannot debate that it's a legitimate media organization. I am the single owner, let's be very clear, and I syndicate talk shows, and I've done so for almost 25 years. Before owning this nationally syndicated radio network, I owned an AM 540 KNAK legitimate radio station for a decade. Let's not pretend that I don't have any media credentials. That's bogus. They'll never get away with that. In fact, I have created software for broadcasters that's used by over 300 radio stations. I've been written up in Radio World as a media professional. These people are going to lose this battle. They're going to lose.
Well, the only way that you can have legitimacy in their eyes is if you parrot their narrative. And, of course, we understand that. But, you know, the sad thing about this is, one of the sad things is that there are going to be a certain number of people that still put some modicum of trust that the media is fair. And they're going to believe some of this stuff. And that's a shame, because I don't want to be known or have people believe that I'm pro-slavery.
But I submit to you, if you'll meet James Edwards, look him in the eye, shake his hand, and listen to his radio program for yourself so you can know the truth, your views will be different.
Well, and I got another one for you, Sam. If you go to the article that started this whole thing, which was me just giving a behind-the-scenes accounting for my fan about what it was like to be at that event on Saturday night with Donald Trump and to broadcast the show, you get into the very bottom. I put all the bona fides of the political cesspool, some of the very big guests we've had on, and some of our most thrilling accomplishments, but I also included a short biographical memoir that I wrote for a Christian website entitled The Faith and Heritage, faithandheritage.com. And it really just gives my life story. Now, surely they read that. Surely they looked at it.
But I bet they didn't. They don't care. They only want to take the bad parts.
Well, they looked through it to see if there's anything bad, but when it painted me as I accurately am, as a family man, as a Christian, as someone who loves the truth, read that. If you're curious about who I really am and you want to hear it from me, go to my website and read that biography that I wrote, that I was asked to write by that website, and I think that really sums it up. But none of that is at all in... Not even a line of it. I mean,
of course not. All right, we got to move along because I want to get this in really quick. Last point that I want to make is, just so they know, while James Edwards was live out in the field in the middle of the Donald Trump rally with press credentials from Liberty News Radio, I was the one that was on the air holding down the fort that day in the studio as well. I was the producer, but I was also the on-air talent to move in and out of the breaks and make sure if James got disconnected, somebody was there to cover and everything else. I don't bring that up to give me fame, but I do bring that up to say, again, they're going to lose if they want to call me a slave promoting or slave loving or whatever they want to say. They're going to lose that one, James.
Well, Sam, you're in the middle of this, and of course, every show I do, you're in the middle of it. You know, our show doesn't exist without the production and the backing of the ownership.
All right, we got to talk about women because it directly relates. Kurt, it's Women's Month, my friend.
Well, yeah, you know, I don't know if you saw this, but I was making a deposit at Chase Bank yesterday, and I noticed that, man, I guess March is Women's Month, and apparently you get the whole month if you're a woman. As far as I know, though, they don't even have a men's month at all. Now, they did say that the reason they didn't, you know, like the one guy said, why isn't there a Men's History Month? Well, the 32nd answer is because men as a class are not symbolically annihilated in our media. Women's History Month, like Black History Month, is a pragmatic, you know, they go on to say, bottom line is, we don't have a Men's History Month because we don't need one. But, you know, this kind of goes along with this whole talk, because if a white guy, you know, wants to promote his heritage, then he's some kind of a racist. But if a black person or a Latino does it, then it's, hey, some cool thing. Even a transgender does it, you know. It's just amazing the world we live in, isn't it?
James? Women's History Month, buddy.
There's a history month for a lot of things. I can think of some things that are not history for, but as always, Kurt's spot on. And I just want to say what an honor it is to be on a network that values the freedom of speech. And that's not to say that everybody agrees with everything and that we agree with each other 100% of the time every day.
We don't. That's okay. This is America. That's why I'll even give Media Matters and the Huffington Post hacks an opportunity to discuss their views on the radio.
Well, that's the bottom line. I mean, Donald Trump doesn't have to agree with everything I said. Certainly, I don't agree with the things that they're saying I said, because I didn't say them, at least not in the context they're presenting. So we'll see how this plays out, but it looks like it's gaining steam. Every time I refresh the Google News search, there's more headlines popping up. So this very well may be something that he's asked about in the debate on Thursday. We'll see. But we're in the middle of it, and we're not going to back down, ladies and gentlemen.
Sam invites Media Matters and Huffington Post hacks on air at his expense for a debate. Come on, people. You got the guts?
They're not going to do it.
They're chicken. They can't handle the heat in the kitchen. Okay? I will eat these people for lunch. In fact, my headline in my show notes, Sam launches into a monologue in the first hour and eats Media Matters for lunch. All right? I'm telling you, I'll take these people on. They're going to lose. Let's have it out on CNN. Let's get Sam Bushman, Donald Trump, and this hack from the Washington Post to discuss it. Let Donald
assault
about being a woman. It was an
early lunch, by the way.
And Sam can ask her if she's ready to give up her black job. Her job to a black woman. All right, let's go ahead and take this on. It's Women's History Month, by the way. She should be all delighted to be on the radio with us. I don't mean to be rude to these people. I'm just telling you that they're dishonest. We should literally sue them for libel and slander. They're out of control. They're lying to you people. And the more they do this, the more we need to flat out expose them, is the reason I go so hard against them. Nevertheless, I will politely give them a chance to tell their side of the story at my expense. They know how to get a hold of me, libertyroundtable@gmail.com. James Edwards, thank you, sir.
I love you guys. Thank you for being fighters for the truth and for being courageous.
This nation shall endure.